This message comes from NPR sponsor Viore, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to viore.com/NPR.
Kim Hyun-woo was born, lived, and worked in a country much of the world knows little about.
저는 북한에서
For 17 years in North Korea, I worked for North Korean intelligence agency.
You were a spy.
스파이 역할보다는
My role was more about protecting the regime security internally.
I spoke with Mr. Kim here in Washington last week. He had just stepped off the plane, the first time he'd ever set foot on American soil. I asked for details of his work at North Korea's top intelligence agency, the Ministry of State Security.
국가보위성은 스파이들을 파견하는 기관은 아닙니다.
Main task was not to send out agents abroad, but rather to track down, identify, and catch what the regime views as hostile agents or hostile activities within the state.
For much of his life, speaking frankly with an American journalist would have gotten Kim Hyun-woo killed. But in 2014, he defected. Today, he lives in Seoul, South Korea, where his work with a state-funded think tank, the Institute for National Security Strategy, means he still tracks what's happening in his birth country, including North Korea's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
아마도 피해가 엄청났을 겁니다.
I predict that North Korea suffered from pandemic even more severe than other countries, fundamentally because North Korea's healthcare infrastructure is severely deficient.
예, 당연히 그렇죠. 왜냐하면
I question the credibility of North Korea's official state message that due to locking down the country, there was no spread of pandemic.
He is also monitoring possible succession scenarios in the regime.
정확한 답변은 어려울 거라고 생각합니다.
Based on what we know about the protocols and the traditions behind North Korea's leadership succession, as of now, there is no concrete evidence for us to argue Kim Ju-hae, the daughter's, going to be the next in line for North Korea's regime leadership succession, as of now.
Coming up, how Kim Hyun-woo views North Korea's relations with the U.S. and whether he will ever be able to go home.
모르고 뭐 막연하게 제가 이제 한국 와서
Sadly, I do not know what happened to my relatives. And that's why when I'm in South Korea every day, morning, daytime, and evening, I pray earnestly that God will keep them safe in North Korea, all my cousins and relatives.
From NPR, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. It's Wednesday, June 14th.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
It's Consider This from NPR. When Kim Hyun-woo stepped into our studios here in Washington to speak with me through an interpreter, it was the first time he'd ever given an interview. Mr. Kim spent 17 years working for North Korean intelligence at the Ministry of State Security. He defected in 2014 and now lives in South Korea, all of which makes him uniquely placed to offer a glimpse behind the curtain of one of the most isolated countries in the world. So, I ask the question that's always right up front when talking about the United States and North Korea. After years of tension, after talks starting and stalling, does he see a path toward diplomacy between Washington and Pyongyang?
저는 희망이 있을 거라고 봅니다.
I do have hopes that there could be new changes in the diplomacy between North Korea and United States.
What gives you this hope?
지금 하고 있지 않습니까?
The source of my hope is that even as we speak, the current both South Korean government and the U.S. government has, despite the situations going on, has been consistent in their stance that dialogue and diplomacy, the door to diplomacy and negotiations with North Korea without condition is always open, and that I find hope that even though obviously right now, the North Korean state has not been responsive to those calls for diplomacy. If South Korea and U.S. continues to open the door and make diplomatic outreach to North Korea, eventually there's going to be a shift in North Korea's response from passivity to more engagement. And that is the source of my hope.
물론 가능성은 굉장히 낮습니다.
I recognize that there is viewed the possibility of successful negotiations and diplomacy between North Korea, U.S., or North Korea and South Korea is low as of now. And yet, my hope is that with persistent efforts to continue works for diplomatic negotiations with North Korea, those persistency and patience would eventually bear fruits and would lead to breakthrough in the diplomatic gridlock.
저는 한 가지 얘기하고 싶은 거는 대화를 이제
One thing more concrete I want to add is, especially right now when there is a diplomatic stalemate at the official channels, in order to create a breakthrough, what we need is a two-track diplomacy in which if the official diplomatic channels is missing gridlock, we need to engage in widening opportunities for informal indirect private channels of diplomacy. That should be happen in parallel with the official diplomatic channels.
Is that part of what you're doing?
저는 할 수가 없죠. 북한
Unfortunately, I cannot be involved in informal channels because North Korea view me as a traitor. So they would not want to talk with me ever.
What about nuclear weapons? The U.S. has tried and tried to get North Korea to walk away from its nuclear weapons program. Do you see any scenario in which they would?
저는 받아들이기가 어려울 거라고 생각합니다. 왜냐하면
My view is that it is very difficult for North Korea to agree and implement denuclearization. And the reason is because North Korea's current regime views denuclearization, so giving up the nuclear arsenal, as causing severe risk to their own regime stability and governance over the country.
You just told me North Korea sees you as a traitor. Are you a traitor to North Korea? I wonder when you use that word, what that means to you.
예, 참. 그 질문이 참.
Is it the question of opens up a wound in my heart.
북한 당국이 볼 때 저는 배신자죠.
From North Korea's regime's perspective, yes, I am a traitor, yes.
그리고 북한에 있는 저희
And from the perspective of my relatives in North Korea, I am a bad person.
근데 저 자신은
But yes, for myself, I do not use those labels. I do not think those labels apply to me.
Do you believe you'll ever go home?
희망은 하고 있는데 현실적으로는
That's my hope. I always have the hope of one day returning back to my hometown, my home city. But realistically, I know it's very difficult.
제가 고향 빨리 가게 하는 게
And perhaps to quicken the day of my return, my ability to return back to North Korea, more so I need, we need support and attention from the United States.
예, 우리 대한민국 정부와
For me to one day return back to North Korea, I can only hope to rely on consistent commitment from South Korean government and from United States government.
Is there any risk to you or to your family from talking to me, from giving open interviews?
그렇죠. 맞습니다.
Yes, it can be.
그래서 제가 사실 이 인터뷰가 가장 부담스러웠었습니다.
And to be honest, before coming, yes, I did think about the risk to myself, my own safety and my family's safety before I decided to accept the interview. Yes, I did think about this.
And I'll note we have agreed not to share certain details of Kim's story in order to protect his safety. Before Mr. Kim left our studios, I did have one last question. You said you wanted to see the White House. Will you get to see the White House?
제가 백악관 방문은
For this week, visiting inside White House, unlikely. So my more realistic, little smaller hope is at least be able to walk in front of the White House where other tourists are and take a self photo. But for the future trips, I do hope to one day visit inside the White House.
This is a very American thing to do, to take a selfie outside the White House. So you will be in good company.
Oh.
You're giving me a thumbs up. There we go. Mr. Kim, thank you.
Thank you.
Kim Hyun-woo defected from North Korea in 2014 after serving 17 years in North Korean intelligence. This was his first interview. It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Washington Wise. Decisions made in Washington can affect your portfolio every day. But what policy changes should investors be watching? Washington Wise is an original podcast for investors from Charles Schwab that unpacks the stories making news in Washington and how it may affect your finances and portfolio. Listen at schwab.com/Washington Wise.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.